you to join me to clap your hands. And I invite Reverend Ed A. Ogunsonya.
Amen. Amen. Because of I'm so glad to be here tonight. We don't have time to waste at all. I have around 1 hour. I'm going to pray. I'm going to sing. I'm going to teach. It will be a short time. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for counting us worthy to be your children. Thank you for giving us a place, not only in your kingdom, but also in your vineyard. Thank you, Lord, for all you have done to bring us to this position, for this fellowship. Thank you for the organizers. Thank you for Pentecostal Fellowship of Nigeria. In this area. Thank you for all you have been doing through this church, this fellowship. We want to thank you for this church in particular and the minister here. Thank you for all your servants that are present here tonight and for all your children. We cannot thank you enough. Be thou glorified, O Lord. I pray that you take control of everything we will do in this house today and every bit of this program. So that your perfect will be done. What you want to achieve through this program will be fully achieved. And the purpose of the devil will be defeated. In Jesus' name, I pray. Another good amen. Let's keep this sitting.
Welcome to Bible Pattern Church, where we pattern our lives according to the Word of God. This is a church where the Word of God is being preached without adulteration, where the power of the Word is being demonstrated, enjoyed, and the true miracles of God is being experienced every time. The message you're about to listen to is preached by Pastor Z.A. Ogunsonya, the General Overseer of Bible Pattern Church. He is a very anointed but humble man of God, dynamic pastor, teacher, evangelist and songwriter who practice what he preaches. Our church headquarters is located at end of Adewale Adegun Avenue, Karoli Estate, by Estate Bus Stop off College Road, Ifako Ijaya, Lagos State. You will definitely have a touch of God as you listen to this message. Remain blessed.
We are going to be given a sheet of paper, each of us. Each day, I will be teaching us a song, and it's part of my teaching. Oh Lord, my God, make me, Lord, an instrument. Oh Lord, my God, make me. I too love the Holy Ghost, where there is trouble. Give me grace to show your real face, where there is malice. Give me grace to show kindness. Text stanza 2. Where there is sickness, give me grace to bring your healing, where there is sorrow. Give me grace to bring true joy. 3. Where there is falsehood, give me grace to show truthfulness. Where there is hatred, give me grace to show your love. For us. Oh Lord, my God, make me. Make me, Lord, an instrument. O Lord, by the faith. Heart to love your only good.
For
where there is despair, meaning grace to show your new hope. Where there is redemption, giving grace to show your faith.
Five.
Where there is slackness, give me grace to show steadfastness. Where there is failure, give me grace to show success.
Six.
Where there is darkness, give me grace to show your true light. Where there is darkness, give me grace to show goodness.
Seven.
Where there is proudness, give me grace to show humbleness. Where there is anger, give me grace to show meekness.
For us.
O Lord, my God, make me. Make me, Lord, an instrument. O Lord, my God, make me. Heart to love your holy God.
Eight.
Where there is coldness, give me grace to show perfancy. Where there is weakness, give me grace to show your strength.
Nine.
Where there is worry, give me grace to show calmness. Where there is fear, give me grace to show courage.
Ten.
Where there is hastiness, give me grace to show true patience. Where there is grumbling, give me grace of long suffering.
Chorus.
O Lord, my God, make me. Make me, Lord, an instrument. O Lord, my God, make me.
Heart to
love your holy cross. Amen.
I am to talk on occupy till I come. Occupy till I come. That topic is taken from Luke 19, where the Lord gave a parable when he visited house of Zacchaeus, my namesake. In verse 12, it says, he said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his sent servants and delivered them 10 pounds. And said unto them, occupy till I come. The truth the Lord used this parable to illustrate is the same with what he used the parable of talents to illustrate in Matthew 25. A parable is not necessarily a true story. One of the major differences between parable stories is the fact that parables does not contain proper names. It will be a nobleman, an husband, a great man, a king. Who's a proper name? Any story in the Bible where you have real name is not a parable. And this is where Genesis misses. When they say that the story we have in Luke chapter 16 is a parable. In Luke chapter 16, we have the names of Lazarus, Abraham. These are real historical characters, unlike this one. We have to bear the following things in mind as we consider this topic. The man in this parable, though standing for the law, is not the Lord Jesus himself, but a certain nobleman. A certain nobleman, not Jesus. I was invited to preach at Ojoju, Pentecostal Fellowship of Nigeria, Ojoju. Last year. I preached. There was a question and answer session. There was this question about whether it is right for Christians to be cursing enemies or not. I know this is a popular thing. Almost every church does it. And I explained my stand. Then a man of God stood up and said, you know, what to do the conference I did was it for last month, he said, in my church, was the place where Jesus said, those people will not allow me to rule over them. Bring them and kill them before me. I said, you have deceived the people. You told them a lie. Jesus did not come to kill nobody. I didn't order anybody to be killed. It was a Jesus told about a noble man, not Jesus. For you to now preach to your people and tell them that Jesus asked those who will not allow him to rule over them to be killed before him, you have lied. As studying a parable, you need to understand that you don't give every detail of a parable meaning. You're going to error. When you are studying a parable, you want to know the central truth that the parable is used to illustrate. Then you limit yourself to that. Immediately you begin to give meaning to every details of a parable, you will surely go into errors. Because parable is not a doctrine, it's just an illustration. It's a window to let you see what is inside. This parable shows that the Lord will surely come back. Like the nobleman that traveled, he came back. However long it may be, Jesus will return. This is what the parable is telling us. The parable also shows that every man collected something to use for the master. Why the master was away. He called his 10 servants and gave them 10 pounds. If you read that story in Matthew chapter 2, it's not the same parable. There are two different parables used at different occasions. There are many stories, parables in the Bible. Each other. They so resemble each other that if care is not taken, you will think that it happened. It's the same thing that been repeated. But by the time you look at the circumstances surrounding each of them, you will discover Jesus repeated himself in many places. The parable he told in another place. And therefore, when he is telling the parable here, there are some details that he doesn't include that he's likely to include somewhere else. And in some cases, you have the same story being shared, the three writers of the Synoptic Gospels, as they commonly do, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And the way they tell you, if you are not careful, you will think that it's a different thing. Meanwhile, it is the same story. Like the case of the man of Gadara. In one of the Gospels, we are told it's just one man. In another Gospel, we are told there were two. The truth is that one does not see it necessary to tell us there are two. All he wanted to show was that Jesus delivered the man that was mad. So in this story, there are some details that we have in Matthew, where Jesus said, gave a similar parable that we do not have here. In Matthew, we are told that the servants were three. One was given 5 talents, one was given 2, one was given 1. In Luke, we are told that the pound were 10. We are not told how they shared the money among them. He told them to go and work till they will come back. Occupy till I come. But what we can see from the two is that every one of the servants received something to use while the master was away. And if you take it from that, every born again today, I deliberately pause as if I don't know what next to say, only to get a little more of your attention. Because there could be somebody who may want to disagree with what I say. Everyone genuinely born again today is a servant of God. Everyone that is truly born again today is having something in his hand that God has given to him that he must use to advance the kingdom of God, to make the church of God progress. Everyone. All the servants partook of the talent and the pound. All the servants. Yes, one was having 5. One was having 2. One was having just 1. Am I making sense? In Romans chapter 5, if you start your reading from verse 3, it says, "For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than the other thing, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministry, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that sheweth mercy with cheerfulness, let love be without dissimulation, abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affection one to another, with brotherly love, in honor, preparing one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord." The point I'm bringing out of here is that this scripture says that every one of us is having a gift of God. These gifts are not the same, but each of us is having a gift of God. And each of us is expected to use his gift for the progress of the work of God. So when he said, "Occupy till I come," who was he talking to? He was talking to all his servants. And I've told you that every child of God is a servant of God. In fact, if you are not a servant of God, it is automatic. You are a servant of the devil. So every one of us is serving something God has given to him to advance the work of God. Now, the tool, I'm using the word tool now, for the talent or the pound, depending on where you read the story. The tool was given only to the servants of the master. They called his servants and he gave it to them. He didn't put it down for anybody to just come and pick. He didn't throw it out for anybody to cash. I didn't share it among everybody in the world. It was only the servants who knew how to do his business that he gave the gift to. In the same way, only the children of God are expected to be doing the work of God. Not just anybody that is interested. In many churches today, once able to sing, even if you are still fornicating, you can be in the choir. In many churches today, once you look stronger, you can stand. Even if you still do a lot of evil outside the sanctuary, you can be an usher. If you have sugar-coated mouth and you have good English, even if you don't know ABC of the gospel, you can be the one announcing in the church. But the servants of God were given the talent to use for their master. And for your information, servants of the devil serve him wherever they find themselves. Sanctuary inclusive. I repeat, servants of the devil serve their master wherever they found themselves. Sanctuary inclusive. Somebody was arrested in South Africa a few days ago. Many of you know the man. A big preacher, preaching in many television stations outside Nigeria and many television stations in Nigeria. I've not gone there to find out the truth of the matter. If what the police in South Africa are saying is wrong, it means we have positioned ourselves in such a way that they can tell such big lies against us. If what they said was right, that tells you that we have a lot of agents of the devil occupying important position in our midst. But this is a man that does television preaching everywhere. Time I was reading, they said up to 50 girls have come out to say he had been fornicating with them. Preaching powerful sermons, fornicating with girls. Apart from the one they said they can't. I do not say I've gone there to find out whether it is true or not. But if it is true, it is a problem. If it is not true, it is still a problem. Well, leave that one. One very important thing Matthew added to the story in chapter 25, the parable, is that each person received according to his ability. I read Matthew 25, verse 15. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. To every man, according to his several ability. And straightway took his journey. It's able to do this, you can do it. Somebody is able to do that, you can do it. Somebody is able to do this, you can do it. Check yourself very well. There is something you are able to do that some other people are unable to do. Before God distributes the ability, the grace, the talent, whatever name you choose to call it, he has examined you to what you are capable of handling. And that is why when we talk about being occupied till he comes, I want to talk about 3 things. Amen. About this business of being occupied till you come. To be occupied is to be busy doing the business of the Lord till you come. The question now is, what are we to be busy doing? What are we to be occupied with? It is one thing to be occupied. It is one thing to be busy. It is another thing to be busy doing what you are asked to do. So as I was praying and thinking on how to prepare myself for the program, it came to my heart that a book I have written some time ago will be very useful for me under the conference. This book, I wrote it in 2014. Titled, What the True Churches of Jesus Should Be Doing Now. That's the title.
what the true churches of Jesus should be doing now.
So as I was preparing myself, I saw that when I say we are to be occupied till they come, what are we to be occupied with? It's the same thing with praying now. So I decided that I'm going to take the teaching from here. Is that understood?
Okay.
So I told my people to produce some copies. If you are interested,
you may get a copy of the book. And then, as we read, you can read along.
The meaning of that is that today, the rest of today, the whole of tomorrow, and next tomorrow, all my teaching will be from this book. Except for that first aspect that is not from the book. The prize. Sincerely, I don't know. How much is it? Huh? 1,000 naira a copy. If you want to get your copy, and read along. So I'm starting from chapter 1 of the book. Which is in page 14. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you still with me? And are you getting me? Occupied till I come. What are we to be occupied with? If you go to church today and see what is done in the name of Jesus, somebody sent something to my WhatsApp page. I read some days ago. I watched. It was a video. A preacher said God dealt with him and asked him to go and confess. Maybe some of us have seen the video. And therefore he wanted to confess what he had been doing. If you watch the video, the man thought about how God of Elijah had been sent down fire. Is there anybody here who has watched the video? You've seen it, man. He didn't catch fire. He didn't catch it. God of Elijah sent down fire. God of Elijah sent down fire. As he's rolling the handkerchief, suddenly, rain fire. They brought a request. And as he was doing whatever on the paper, suddenly, God of Elijah, yeah. And those who had problems in their lives, they pour water on their head, and as they are water from the head. But the man brought out the chemical they were using. It was not even satanic power. It was simple science. Not power of Satan. Power of science. Said there's a particular chemical. Once they pour it on the handkerchief and they do it like this, it will catch fire by itself. Some are using real satanic power when you know this is power. This is not true. All in the name of Jesus. They spoil the work so much that if not because this is work of God, it's not to be ashamed to be calling it. But we don't have to run. I was in a meeting with some pastor the other day. I said, you people should stop saying one of us did it. They are not a part of us. They are our enemies. They are agents of the devil. Plant enemies to spoil the work in our hands. John the Beloved said, we should not greet them and who shall look at God's feet. Said, if you do it, you are a partaker of his evil doing. It's high time true believers come together and tell themselves, if us we are going to do the will of God. And it's high time we stop envying them. It has gone so bad today that anybody that is not making a lot of money now is not doing the work of God well. But Peter says, silver and gold I do not have. What I have is the name of Jesus. And the name of Jesus worked for him. Then I know some pastors will tell you the name of Jesus is working for you. The name of Jesus should bring you money. Why did the name of Jesus bring Peter? I was in a conference the other day. A pastor was saying, you see, is it everybody that God has lifted that we will be calling fake pastors? I say, God has lifted. Who lifted Peter? Who lifted Paul? Was Paul big enough? Spiritual enough? Anointed enough to do miracles? To the extent that those who enjoy his miracles can come back and say, well, look, with cars, with houses, with the kind of gifts we conferred today, then why was he not blessed? Why was he not lifted? Those who blessed pastor today wanted to bless him. You know what he answered the man? Perish with your money. That was Peter. I'm sure you still remember that man of Samaria. That's what pastor blessed today. When he saw laid the hands upon the people, they received the anointing. The man wanted to buy the anointing. He brought big money. Peter said, perish with your money. May that grace of God come back upon us. That will reject anything the devil may want to use to buy us. In the name of Jesus Christ. So, the three things we are looking at these 3 days are, why are we looking at this subject, occupy it like God? Number two, what should the church be occupied with? What should we be doing now? That's number three, I beg your pardon. Number two, what we should not be doing now. Number three, what we should be doing. I take it again, why? Number one, why should we be occupied? Why are we looking at that subject? Number two, what are we not to be occupied with? And number three, what are we to be occupied with? So we'll take them one by one. Why are we looking at this subject? What the church should be doing now? Or occupy till I come? The reasons are many. Number one, the present condition of the world, physically, spiritually, economically, morally, politically, demands this type of discussion. Number two, the position of the church in the program of God for humanity. The church is the workshop of the Holy Ghost in the world. The world has never been as bad as it is today. Morally, spiritually, emotionally, and even politically. What is ahead of humanity is another reason. The Great Tribulation is coming. The judgment of God is coming. And everybody is heading towards eternity. Eternity of peace or eternity of doom. Why are we to look at this subject? What eternity holds for humanity? Everlasting joy or everlasting suffering? There are so many other reasons why a topic like this is ideal for a time like this. When I say now, here, I mean now that the last day's prophecies are practically fulfilling. Now that Satan is very busy starting and operating his own churches in the name of Jesus. Hey, I watched a man on a YouTube the other day operate church in the States of America. He claimed to be the present Jesus. He said the first Jesus have gone, he's the second Jesus. He's having thousands of followers in the U.S. He said the 66 mark. He said we don't understand what the Bible is saying. He said it's the mark of Christ gone. And happily, people were allowing themselves to be to be inscribed with that, with machine. They scribe CCC on their lap, on their shoulder, on their forehead, on their, and they receive with joy. That the trumpet will soon sound. If anybody is doubting the trumpet will sound or not, wait and see. We are closer to it than ever before. Now that the world is being prepared practically for the Antichrist to take over. When we were reading about the image of the Antichrist talking, ordering people to be killed in the 70s, what wonders how the Antichrist will be able to do it? Today, you know about robots. What can robots do? If you enter some supermarket, the man that is greeting you is trying to shake your hand. He's not a human being, he's a robot. Greeting you and smiling. They are even developing intelligent robots now. Robots that will look at the situation and take decisions. EK robot. Everything the Bible says, the image of the Antichrist will do. Let me tell you, there are robots in the world today that can do everything so perfectly. And every day the world is knowing more, the world is increasing. Now that the last day prophecies are practically fulfilling, you are a believer. And if you are aware of what is going on in the world, you know that the rate at which these last day prophecies are fulfilling is alarming. Compare what we have in Matthew chapter 24 with what is happening all around us today. Matthew 24 chapter verse 4. He said, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, say, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Many are actually doing it. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Wars everywhere. Tell me, which country is at peace today? Which country? When a particular war is dying down, another war is raising up. Whether they call it or not, it is war. Boko Haram in Nigeria, is it war? You are not answering me. Is it war? What is going on in Venezuela right now? Their president died some time ago. The one who took over, they are asking to step down now. People have started dying and dying. Is it war? When they said 6,000 people have died through the Syrian war, I was talking to the man in Syria. I said, Kilo she has sad, she told me, Kuruka is sad, no, she has sad. 6,000 people have died. Step down now. Today, how many thousands have died? When ISIS was starting, the Arabia Wada, Niraki. Today, it has spread to where? Everywhere. America inclusive. Europe inclusive. Well, right now, about a month ago, America detonated the type of bomb they have never used in warfare. What, Lori? A mother of all bombs. They used it in Africa, Afghanistan, less than a month ago. I read it, I said, hey. So they've been keeping this one. They call it mother of all bombs. They've never used it in warfare. They used it for the first time less than a month ago in Afghanistan. They said they saw the tunnel of was it Taliban or what? And they killed about 600 of them. As the people saw. As we are talking now, America has started sending war equipment to South Korea. They have a lot in South Korea, but they have started sending new ones to South Korea in preparation for the next action of that short man in North Korea. I call it Omonkuta, but the inside of him is not Kuta. And he's been telling America, I'm about to produce warhead that I will throw from North Korea and it will land, we are Washington, we are New York, it will land in America. And Americans believe the man is in the process of doing it. They sanctioned Iran for years. Let Obama say, sanction is not working. Let's settle. No one knows that Iran is trying to produce nuclear weapon. They said nobody will produce it. The North Korean man is not hiding his own. He's producing. The man in Iran is hiding. No one knows they are producing. Even the superpower, the one they kept, have just destroyed it. As a rumors of war. The war today has a weapon enough already manufactured to kill everybody in the world within a short time. If Russia will use all its own, America will use all its own, Israel will use all its own, where again, Pakistan have tried it, India have tried it, if all of them will bring even just the nuclear weapons they have and release it, everybody, 7 billion people, will die in 1 week. But it will never happen. It's not prayer. It's not prayer. God will not allow man to destroy the world. They didn't make the world. But he says we will hear of it. Are we hearing of it? Wars are rumors of war. Nations rising against nations, kingdom against kingdom, famine, pestilence, diverse places. Anytime they talk about Darfur, they talk about South Sudan. If they are showing picture, pay attention. I see human being like broom, skeleton, for starvation. There are many other countries like that. It was Ethiopia we are crying there. There are many other countries where there is no food. Nigeria is living in plenty. Well, talk of food. Famine. Pestilences. We thank God that that thing that started in Guinea or where cannot. Ebola stopped. Meningitis started in Nigeria not long ago. We pray that it will stop. Pestilences. Earthquakes. Maybe you don't know that in some countries, earthquake occurs regularly. In some places, no month can pass without. In fact, U.S., there is no month that can pass in U.S. There will be no earthquake. It's only that most of them don't kill a lot of people. But go to other places, Indonesia, Peru, and the likes. It's a regular thing. And sometimes it kills a lot of people. Earthquake in diverse places. It continues. Earthquakes. And it says, verse 8, all these are the beginning of sorrows. Plural. Sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And you shall be hated of all nations for my sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso read there, let him understand. The point I'm making is that all the prophecies are fulfilling everywhere. Wars and rumors. What about iniquity abounding? Praise the Lord. Iniquity. The Bible calls sinners inventors of evil things. Every day they kept on inventing new methods of sinning. The other day they talked about electronic cigarettes. Have you seen electronic cigarettes before? Electronic cigarettes is a machine. Have When you open it, you pour nicotine, liquid nicotine, you pour it into me. And then, what will come out of your mouth will be like 10-4 of the normal smoke that comes out when you smoke your cigarette. They wanted to use it to replace cigarettes. But what we read about it is that even those who don't smoke cigarettes before, immediately they try electronic cigarettes, they become chain smokers. Smoking. A child was said to be smoking 40 sticks of cigarettes in Indonesia. Sometimes ago, 40 every day, a 2-year-old child. No, go to Google and type smoking in Indonesia. You will discover that small kids smoke, father will be smoking and give his child. It's a common thing in Indonesia. A child was smoking 40 sticks every day. When they refused to give this boy, 2-year-old child, cigarette, they begin to create trouble in the house. You will go to buy quickly and give it. Somebody train. Iniquity is abounding. Men are now going for operation to remove their manhood. Two. And type sex, the assignment. Sex, the assignment on YouTube. You see pictures of how the operation is done. Patiently, the doctor will come with the surgical knife and cut the penis. Remove the covering. Remove what is inside. Put it aside. Then cut the rest skin away and begin to arrange it. Within some hours, you see real vagina, functioning vagina. It's being produced regularly in the world. Men that are turning to women. Women that are turning to men, they remove flesh from their hand and use it to construct penis for them. Penis, to mama, today, papa. Go to YouTube. And my brother, if you are internet connected, go to YouTube and just type sex the assignment. You see a lot of video, then watch them. You see it, you know this is not drama. You see it practically as they are cutting, as they are arranging, patiently they do everything, penis it go away, that how many. Don't talk about women that are removing their breasts. So this can be flat like that of men. A Nigerian guy did it sometimes. A Nigerian boy, a son of a professor, University of, I will call the name of the university of, the boy went and did whatever he would do and became a girl. And one day they interview, do I use him or her for the boy now? He said the men in Nigeria, they just want to use you and dump you. They are not interested in lasting relationship. Can you imagine a boy saying boys in Nigeria are not interested in lasting relationships? She's now a girl. And she has been fornicating with boys. And he said they are using and dumping him out. They said, because you don't know what to do. No. In the case, when a person has done sexual assignment and changed from man to a woman, you want to talk about him and use him for him instead of her. He will sue you to court and claim damages. It's as bad as that. You don't remember that during the time of Obama, all the toilet in the White House was redesigned. Go to Google and type redesigning of toilet in the White House in the U.S. I'm sure you will get information. They have to replace the toilet instead of two, male, female, three, male, female, and neutral. The neutral are not the homosexual. They are not those evil people. Sex they are men. They are the one that said no, they are men or women. Anytime they like to be men, they dress like. Anytime they like to be women, they dress like women. And they have their own toilet in White House in U.S. When Uganda made the legislation against Nigeria, they paid it. When Uganda did it, I remember UK, other countries were saying, You are going to review their relationship with Uganda because Uganda was violating human rights by saying no room for same-sex marriages. Yesterday, quote me, the leader of Germany, Putin, put Russia, he had a meeting. And one of the things he was telling Putin was that there is a nearby country, I've forgotten the name, one of those countries around the Russia, where they were violating the rights of the homosexuals. He was talking to Putin yesterday to use his power, his influence, to do something about it, as at yesterday. So the word now is that if you want to be a woman and you have been a man, you just change to a woman. If you have been a man, you want to change to a woman, you just change. And anybody that says, why do you do that? Suit court. Letting your right. Is iniquity abounding? Church, is iniquity abounding? Then are you occupied with the business of the Lord? Because what I've discovered is that the servants of the devil are more faithful to their masters than the servants of God. What I've discovered is that the servants of the devil today are more faithful than the servants of God. Did you hear that marijuana was legalized in the country about 2 years ago? The country is Uruguay. Uruguay. They legalized marijuana, meaning you can cultivate, you can distribute, you can use marijuana legally in that country from that day. In some states in America, marijuana is legal. Meaning, you go, and then you come back to Elamugo or the Bada. Do you know that prostitution is legal in some countries? That's why they changed their name from prostitute to sexual, commercial sex workers. So they go to work like every other person. And they do it with dignity, they said. They share with dignity. What is dignifying? Iniquity is abounding, as the Bible says. A woman was caught some times ago having sex with her neighbor's dog. So the neighbor cried out, "I'm coming for Jamie." Do you know that people are going to the altar now to do well? I'm not talking of men going with men, women going with men. I'm talking about human beings going with animals. Dogs. If you want to know, you know what to do? Go to Wikipedia. There are this free dictionary on internet, Wikipedia. Just type wedding with animal. You will see names, date of the wedding, where they did the wedding, the pastor or whoever did it for them. You see a lot of them. The point of the thing is that everything the Bible says will happen are practically happening. If they are happening, what are we to do? We have to do the business of the Lord better than we have been doing it. Occupy tonight. How do we occupy ourselves with the business of the Lord? What are we to be occupied doing? We are primarily three. Everybody say three. Number one, we must be going to where that may be found to preach the gospel of Jesus to them, with the aim of bringing them to the knowledge of salvation. That's number one. Number two, we must be very strict in discipling believers. And number three, we must be making people ready for the coming of Jesus or for the rapture. These are the three things we should be busy doing. So when it says occupy till I come, I'm not just to be doing shoshi anyhow. Go to a lot of churches today, what are they doing? Entertainment. Superb entertainment. Church entertainers today can compete with any entertainers in the world. Hollywood, Nollywood, any wood you call them. Church entertainers can compete with them. Is it rappers? Is it comedians? It is singing. The Church of God is not an entertainment center. If you have the opportunity of watching the film of the death of Jesus on the cross again, try to see if that can be an entertainment. Praise the Lord. Look at the suffering. Look at the beating. Look at the crown of thorn. Then we now come to church and somebody come to use that to make jest. I'm going to stop. I'll take it from there tomorrow. I've answered one question. Amen. Why? Are we to be occupied? We are the tail end of the last days. Any moment from now, the trumpet will sound. He should meet us doing his business with seriousness. We'll continue tomorrow with what we are to be occupied with. Yes, I've mentioned some things, but when we come tomorrow, we'll be able to really dwell on that. And we'll also look at how we can do it. But before we pray, I want to beg you. The first is to make yourself ready. We may not have conference here tomorrow. Don't let me say so. Some people can have conference. But I'm sure some of us will not be here if the trumpet sounds this night. And I believe strongly it can sound before you get home today. But they've been saying so, the people of the world of Noah, that was how they said it. But one day they read it. When the trumpet sound, will you be strong enough to fly? But are there things in your life that will weigh you down, hold you down? Hey! If you are held down for the Antichrist, that would not be your loss. Let's stand up to pray. Oh Lord, my God, make me Lord an instrument. Oh Lord, my God, make me. I do love your only. Sing it once more. Oh Lord, my God, make me Lord an instrument. Oh Lord, my God, make me. I too love your holy name. I want you to close your eyes and pray. Father, what will happen under this conference? May it happen to my justification and not my condemnation at the end of the day. Give me the grace to know what I need to know and to be able what I need to do, that this conference will be justification at the end in my life and not condemnation. Can you open your mouth to pray?
In your mouth and pray. Talk to God. Talk to God. Talk to God.
We trust you have been blessed through the message you just listened to. To enjoy more faith-lifting messages that will prepare you for today and eternity of blessedness, visit Bible Pattern Church Headquarters, end of Adewale Hadegun Avenue, Karaoke Estate, by Estate Bus Stop, off College Road, Ifako Ijayi, Lagos State, or other branches nationwide. Or visit our website www.biblepatternchurch.org. Contact us today for any godly counsel you need. Feel free to send your prayer requests to us and share your testimonies with us. You can also send your questions to us at BiblePattern1983@yahoo.com or BiblePattern1983@gmail.com. Bible Pattern Church is a living church where you can learn the way of God, know the mind of God, and do the will of God that will lead you to your home above. Bible Pattern Church, the only Bible, is a pattern in all things.